We're taking your calls on the MGM National Harbor listener lines, 800-636-1067. Very simple question. Are we too high right now on the Washington Commanders? Are we getting swept up in the Jaden mania? It kind of might be. I'm getting swept up.
I think it depends on the person. Like,
yeah,
where would you rank them on a power poll? Like, you'll see. I saw one that had the Commanders number three in the NFL.
That was
like,
RG3's, I believe.
I wouldn't have them that high. Seriously. I would have them at 10 or 11.
Yeah, that's probably fair.
I think top 12 isn't outrageous with the way Jaden is playing.
Right.
I don't think
that's too high.
The only thing that keeps me from ranking them higher is the defense.
Correct.
I still think Philadelphia at full strength, which they haven't been yet, is the better team. They have the better overall offense. I don't think you would question that.
I mean, I love they've got Barkley, weapons they've got, more than Washington. Yeah. Sure.
So I would put certainly in the division, I would put them above Washington if they're healthy. I know if's a big word, but so I probably agree with you. I wouldn't put them at like 7 or 6 or 5, maybe 10, 11, 12.
Yeah, I think 10, 11 is a good range for them right now.
Yeah.
All right, let's go to Derek in Culpeper. Derek, what do you think? Are we too high on them right now?
Hey, Junkies. Good morning.
What's up?
First off, I do think the Commanders hit a home run with drafting Jaden Daniels and hiring their coach. Mm-hmm. They hit a home run with that. But I think you are just a tiny bit too high, because if the Giants had a kicker, they'll be 2-2 right now.
I think that's the context true. Matters. It's just the last two games have been so impressive.
Mm-hmm. With a winning team. So their combined record against the teams that they won are 3-9. So I don't know. We'll really know how good they are by week 8. Until then, it's all up in the air. But Jaden Daniels is a stud.
Right, he's for real. I've seen enough. I have like guys like Drab. They say no, they didn't need to see more. I've seen enough. He's the real deal.
Here's the thing: he's not even close to being a finished product yet.
No,
and he's barely scratched the surface.
He's crushing through 4 weeks as a rookie.
Yeah, I mean, to me, he's already demonstrated he can make all the throws. We already know that his footwork is incredible. Like,
his accuracy is uncanny.
His accuracy is off the charts. I mean, obviously, it's going to come back to earth a little bit, but I don't know. I've seen enough. He's the real deal. He's only going to get better.
Can I give you a warning sign?
Sure. Yeah.
And maybe with I'm Jaden? Wrong on this. No, I just punched up Marcus Mariota's rookie season.
Yeah.
So he started off his rookie career in his first 4 games, if I'm adding this correctly.
Mm-hmm.
With 8 touchdowns and 3 picks.
Mm-hmm.
Skyrocket high completion percentage. Had 1 game where he threw for 367 yards, and he's Marcus Mariota.
Yeah.
All right.
I don't think Jaden has it in his range of outcomes to go to the depths that Marcus Mariota has at this point in his NFL career.
It's hard.
Mania through 4 weeks. I just don't see him.
But Jaden is not even really on stats. The only stat that Jaden has that's knocking everyone's socks off is the
completion percentage,
which I think is kind of absurdly high.
He's not throwing for a ton of touchdowns.
Yeah, so I'm not basing it on, he's got a ton of touchdowns.
Right, but what I'm saying is Marcus Mariota.
I'm just looking at the eye test.
His first game he ever played, if this is correct, was in 2015. 13 for 15 for 209 yards and 4 touchdowns, no picks. Then the next week, he had 2 touchdowns and no picks. Then he started throwing a couple picks here and there.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I just look at the fact that Jaden Daniels is leading this offense to historic numbers in his first month as a pro. This is from Josh Norris from Underdog Sports, at Josh Norris on Twitter. So the Washington Commanders with Jaden Daniels, Oz, Noah Brown, and Jeremy McNichols are equal to Brady, Moss, and Welker, Mahomes, Tyreek, and Kelsey, Rodgers, and Adams, and the greatest show on turf, because they have the second best offense in terms of EPA per play in the first 4 weeks of a season since 1999.
No, all the stats are amazing. More touchdown drives
historic.
Than incompletions. It is historic. All I'm saying is there's been other guys, and I just randomly picked a guy who's on this team.
Yeah.
I think eligible to play this week, finally, Marcus Mariota, who in his rookie season, now he only played 12 games, had 19 touchdowns with 10 picks, had a quarterback rating of 91.5.
He's already better than Marcus Mariota ever was in the
okay,
pros.
Okay, but he came out
he's
of the gate.
In a month.
He came out of the gate similarly hot.
Okay.
Then the league adjusted.
What's the, Valdez, what is our term for Jaden? Can't bust?
Can't bust.
Can't bust. He's pretty close to can't bust, I think.
No, you can't miss. That was mine.
We comboed.
Can't bust, that was mine.
We comboed bust proof and can't miss.
All right, let's go to Johnny in D.C. Johnny, what's up?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
What's up, Johnny?
Hey, Johnny.
And then, I don't think we're too high. I don't think you guys are too high on the Commanders, and this is why. If you look at the first two games, the difference is they're finally putting the ball in the end zone. Mm-hmm. They're scoring touchdowns now. They had the Giants 7 field goals. Mm-hmm. Tampa Bay missed 2 field goals. That messed the game up as well. I think if you look at it, they're doing the same thing they was doing week one. The only difference is they're scoring touchdowns now. So they continue to do that. I think, you know, sky's the limit.
Yeah,
know,
I mean, but that Giants game, honestly, was marred, and I dismissed it right away by those dumb penalties. Remember all those penalties? Like, every time we got in the red zone, false start. And then they fixed it.
Yeah.
Right.
And then, boom, there you go. Offensive explosion. Now we scored 80 points.
That Daniel Jones looked really good in that game.
We still have an issue stopping the run.
Yeah.
Singletary looked good against them.
But there have
been
teams.
And then the next week, they didn't even force one punt.
I can remember, haven't there been like Patriot teams? Haven't there been like Chief teams that have been dominant offensively, but then sieves defensively, and they got pretty far? At least in the regular season.
I'm sure. It's not like every team is great offensively and defensively.
I think this Commanders team, they're prepared every week to go into a shootout with people because they know the defense is flawed.
Right.
And I don't know if you're necessarily going to have to get into a shootout with the Browns because even against a bad defense, I just don't know if it's capable for Watson to put up huge numbers.
I don't think we're giving it enough credit. I mean, Daniels has been awesome, okay? He gets a lot of the credit. We're not giving enough credit to the running game, Brian Robinson. Mm-hmm. And I know Daniels is part of it.
Right.
But Brian Robinson and the offensive line.
For sure.
I brought that up on Monday.
I think more credit should be given to them. Some
of these analytics, I don't know if you've seen it, have them as a top five like pass blocking offensive line.
I mean, they're number 3 in the league in rushing. I mean, we've never seen that with this team.
That's remarkable.
Yeah.
2 games of over 200 yards rushing in the first month of the season. Mm-hmm. Only team in the league to do that.
All right, let's go to...
Well, it's kind of the Ravens formula with Lamar Jackson. Have Lamar Jackson plus your running
formula,
game.
I would say.
They've got Jaden Daniels, similar, which adds to the running total.
It's a nice blueprint for them to follow.
All right, let's go to Andre in Manassas. Are we overhyping them? Andre.
I don't think so, man. I really don't think so. I mean, I'm listening to you guys. It's not like I'm hearing people talk about playoffs or Super Bowl. And listen, the bottom line is this. You can't fluke your way into 80 points in this league. I think one of you guys said it earlier. We got 30 years of the team not being able to fluke 30 points in a game. So when you put 30 points, 35 and 42 back-to-back games? I mean, that's something. We shouldn't be like, you know, Eeyore or, you know, one of those, like, you know, cartoon characters that nothing ever good happens to us.
It's incredibly impressive what they've done on offense over the last 2 weeks.
And I think the defense will be okay. I mean, let's face it. I know they're not been gangbusters recently, but they didn't really play. Talking about, like, our defensive tackles played during the preseason. So, you know, this is their fourth game. I mean, this is going to be the fifth game, I think. So I really expect to see the continued improvement in the defense. I think each game they've gotten better and better, and I think it's only going to continue. So I really think, you know, this game coming up this Sunday, I think you'll see probably be the best game for the defense this year.
Hmm. All right. Thank you, buddy. Appreciate it. All right. Let's go to AJ. AJ, what's up, man? What do you think?
What's up, man? I think we deserve to be high, man. If we are high, like really high on it, so what, man? We deserve it, man. It's been a long time since we had it.
You're very right on that. There's some truth to that, yeah.
I'm tired of people calling in, you know, and be like, oh, if the Giants had a kicker, we'd be 2-2 or this or that, man. Just enjoy the wins, you know?
Do you think it's
No matter
crazy,
how it happens.
Do you think it's crazy to look
ahead? It doesn't
matter.
A win is a win.
Yeah.
Do you think it's crazy to look ahead and say, I honestly think in my heart of hearts that we have a realistic shot to be 7-2? That beat Cleveland, lose to the Ravens, beat Carolina, beat Chicago, and beat the Giants.
I don't think it's completely unrealistic.
Those teams are all below us.
I don't think it's unrealistic.
I mean, I don't either, man. I mean, we've been playing good offensively. Defensively, I mean, the Arizona game was a big step up for the defense, I believe.
Right.
And if they can keep going like that, man, I mean, who knows? We can be. And if not, then so what, man? It's been good so far, man. You know, yeah. we've seen Jaden Daniels play really good, and we can't ask more than that, man. He's a rookie. He's only played 4 games so far.
Do you have any red flags with Jaden? Is there something that in Jaden's game, some huge hole in his game that's going to be exploited and he's just going to fall off?
I don't think so, man. He's unbelievable, man. I mean, people say that, he needs to stop rushing or start sliding and all that. Just let the man play his game, man. He knows how to play. He's been doing it for all his life. He knows what he's doing.
Right.
He's sliding
and
now.
And getting back to the sliding, Giants game, that's where coaching comes up huge. Brian Daboll knew his kicker was banged up heading into the game. All he has to do is call somebody up off the practice squad, sign another kicker.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't do it.
He botched it.
That's bad coaching by him. That's a bad organizational decision by the Giants. Maybe it wasn't just Daboll, but he's the head coach. The buck stops with him.
Or you tell
that's bad Graham coaching Gano, by the Giants.
You tell Graham Gano, look, don't. If Eckler takes it back to the house, right, you're not running after
right
him. Don't
just
chase anybody.
Just let it happen.
Don't chase anybody on the field because you're not 100%. That's what I would have told him.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go to Cassidy. California,
hey, Cassidy.
Maryland.
Where's
hey,
that guys, going? How you guys
doing? I don't know where that is, EB.
Cassidy, what's up?
St. Mary's.
St. Mary's, that's so far.
St. Mary's, Maryland by Solomon's.
Gotcha.
Near Solomon's Island.
Solomon's
okay,
Island.
So right. I have something that I've been hearing you guys. I've been a lifelong Washington fan. We saw a Super Bowl when I was 8 years old. The one point I must say is that during that Giants game that nobody's really talking about is, you know, man, you got to get some luck sometime, and our luck has been not really good for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
We got some luck in that game, but what I really truly think that luck did, and it was a home win, it gave us confidence moving forward,
mm-hmm,
and they just got even better off of it. Mm-hmm. And sometimes you got to have luck, and I tell you what, we haven't had any luck or anything, and some things went our way, and I'm totally stoked about Jaden Daniels. He's a stud. I don't think you guys are too high. I think we're rolling. You know, let's go, man.
All right, thank you, buddy.
Well, EB brought up a good point. Look, they self-destructed with false starts in that game, so they could have put up a lot more points.
Yeah.
And they cleaned that up the next week.
I mean, even with all those penalties, I think we scored on every possession, other than when we maybe kneeled it or whatever at the end of the half.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's encouraging. He's leading the offense into scoring position with stunning regularity.
I mean, I know it's crazy because they're just coming off 2 games where we scored to 80 and it's like a real high, but honestly, it made me think of 91.
It harkens you back.
It did. Now, we don't have Daryl Green, and we don't have, you know, Charles Mann.
Yeah.
We don't have those guys. But
you got fired
but
up.
But 3 of the next 4 are on. They've played 3 out of 4 on the road.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So, but 3 of the next 4 are at home. Let's see how the home field advantage works for them. If it does, I would assume it's going to be packed. Northwest State is going to be packed.
Has to be a sellout, right? Like, I haven't heard
it's
a sellout, but I would assume it'll be a sellout.
It's got to be close.
Coming off the 2 impressive road wins.
All right, let's go to Scott, Silver Spring. Scott, what's up?
Hey, Scott.
Hey, fellas, how y'all doing?
What's up?
I don't think we're overhyping anything right now. No one's talking Super Bowl. And I mean, yeah, the Giants kicker got hurt. So what? We scored on 7 consecutive drives. And if you hadn't gotten hurt, maybe we would have went for it on 4th down or whatever. You know, you don't know how it plays out. And we don't know how to tap both field goals because the game's totally different then. So, I mean, Jaden's playing great. We're running the ball. We're moving in the right direction. That's the big thing. Dan's gone. So what else can you say, man?
Right, right.
Mm. Yeah, enjoy the ride.
Yep. Enjoy the Dubs. Hopefully there's another one looming this weekend.
If they beat the Browns, at least you can say, look, they're beating the inferior teams.
Right, beating mm-hmm. teams they should beat. They're
beating the teams they should beat, which in years past, that didn't happen.
Yep. You're welcome to call us on an open line Thursday.
It's kind of like a must win.
It's brought to you by Window Nation. Searching for new windows and doors, search windownation.com. Their windows are measured to fit the first time and installed by experts to last. Window Nation for your home because it's where you live. We'll be right back.